Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the lesson we just heard from Luke chapter 7, Jesus confronts the multitude around him with a question. He uses the occasion of John the Baptist's disciples coming and asking whether Jesus is the true Messiah. And then as they leave, he turns to the multitude and he says, remembering the great crowds that went to hear John's message, he says, why? Why did you go out into the wilderness? What did you expect when you heard John the Baptist? It would be good for us to consider that question also. Jesus asks, what did you expect? And then he suggests some answers. He says, maybe you expected to see a reed shaken by the wind. This is the symbol of a man who has no opinion of his own, has no solid conviction, but rather blows to and fro with whatever the public opinion is at the time. He goes one way and then the other, depending on what is expedient for him at the time. As Jesus says, when you went out into the wilderness, did you expect to see a man clothed in soft clothing? This is a symbol of the man who has made it to the top, the man who has carefully picked his friends, the one who has picked friends based on what they can do for him or how they will help him in furthering his own career. Is that what you expected? Jesus asked. Then he says, what did you expect? And he suggests what the correct answer might be. He says, you expected a prophet, and even more. You expected one who does not shake with the wind. You expected one who was firm in his conviction, one who did not bend from one side to the other because of popular opinion. You expected one who would speak the truth. He says you also expected to find one who knew his own relationship to God, one who knew that he was indeed a sinner and that he deserved God's wrath and punishment, but who nevertheless trusted in God's promise, a promise to all who believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, a promise of God's love and forgiveness. That's what the people expected to find. And they further expected to find one who had been called to be a spokesman for God, one who was a messenger, bringing the good news of salvation, bringing the good news of a Savior in God's Son, Jesus Christ. That's what they expected. And that's what they found when they went out into the wilderness and heard the message of John the Baptist. Today we might ask the same question. We might also ask what Jesus asked them. We who are involved in the training of future prophets are involved in receiving that training now so that we can be God's spokesman. We might well ask ourselves, what do the people we serve and will serve expect from us? Or even more importantly, what does our God expect from us? We might say quite simply that we are expected to be men of courage. That is, we are not to be the reed that is shaken by the wind. We are not to look for the easy way out, the path of least resistance. We are not to yield to popular opinion. We are not to find ourselves always in the majority on every vote that is taken. Rather, we are to be men with solid convictions, men who are firmly convinced of God's word as truth, men who know God and know his word, and people who are not afraid to confess that word because it is God's word. People who are not afraid to confess that word regardless of what the consequences might be, whether we be like St. Paul, who was arrested and carried away to prison, or whatever other sacrifice might be called from us. We must not be afraid to be men of solid conviction and willing to confess that word of truth. That is what is expected of us. But if we are to be that kind of prophet, if we are to be that kind of spokesman for God, we must first realize who we are. We must realize that we too are miserable sinners, that we too have disobeyed God, that we also have been restored by God through his love and forgiveness, by the victory of Jesus Christ over sin and death and the devil. And by faith in Jesus, we share in that promise, in that victory, in that everlasting life. We must have a firm realization of that in our life if we are to be those spokesmen for God. Furthermore, we must grow in that faith by the power of God's Holy Spirit working through word and sacrament. We must grow in the faith so that we can be better and stronger witnesses by the power that God gives us. We must not forget that we have been called to speak the truth. When that truth is a harsh word of law to those who need to be convinced and convicted of their sin, we must not shrink from our duty of proclaiming that word of law. And when the word is the sweet message of God's love and forgiveness in the gospel, we must also faithfully proclaim that word to those who are heavy laden with their sin. Because that's what's expected of us. As God's spokesmen, that's what we are to be doing. But it's not an easy task. It's one that requires long and hard hours of work. It's one that requires great study and preparation. It's one that requires great sacrifice. The expectations are great, but so is the reward. As Jesus said of John, no man is greater than he that has been born of woman. And then he goes on to say, and those who come after him will even be greater. The rewards indeed are great, just as the expectations are great. And so we thank God